WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports have doubled to 50%. CBS's Kelly O'Grady says a private report finds the industrial sector losing workers.
It came in much lighter than expected. We were expecting the private sector to add over 110,000 jobs. We added just 37,000.
President Trump today called for an interest rate cut. A U.S. official tells CBS News an arrest has been made in New York linked to the Palm Springs bombing. Red Cross condemning recent deadly violence at the Gaza Aid Center.
We cannot continue to watch what is happening. It's surpassing any acceptable legal, moral, and humane standard.
A $105 million package of reparations for the 1921 Tulsa race massacre welcomed by this descendant.
This program, this trust represents an opportunity to turn the page and make it a positive story after all these years.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Another push for new gun violence measures. Wisconsin Democrats and advocates are proposing a package of gun safety bills. They introduced these bills Tuesday that would institute universal background checks, reinstate a 48-hour waiting period for gun purchases, and add red flag laws. All proposals that have broad bipartisan support across the country and have been introduced here in Wisconsin before. Gun violence is the number one cause of death for American children. It's been that way for years now. Lindsay Busher from Moms Demand Action Wisconsin.
To every parent, whether you're here in Madison or in Green Bay or Eau Claire or La Crosse or Superior, I hope you feel hopeful because this package is for you.
From 2014 to 2023, the gun death rate increased 34% in the U.S. Here in Wisconsin, it rose 54%. During that time, Republicans repealed Wisconsin's 48-hour waiting period to buy a handgun, which had been in place for about four decades. Senator Chris Larson.
As anyone could have predicted, and many of us did, gun violence has risen as a result of it.
Daryl Morin, head of Forward Latino.
In 2022, right here in the state of Wisconsin, we had 830 gun deaths. 277 of those were homicides. The overwhelming majority, 529 were Wisconsinites who took their own life.
Over the last five or so years, Democrats have introduced dozens of gun safety bills. But Republicans control which ones get hearings and, of course, which get passed. So the big question is, will any Republicans get on board? State Senator Deb Andraca.
Some of them say they support some of these measures. That's why we have public hearings. It's shameful that none of these have ever been called up.
We reached out to Speaker Robin Voss to ask if he had any comment on the new bills, but at the time of this recording, we haven't heard back. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, Civic Media News.
The Packers meet with the media. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in Green Bay, where the Packers held press conferences after another day of OTA practices. Lucas Van Ness saying it was difficult playing defensive end all last season after suffering a broken thumb in spring practice.
I wore a full cast all the way until about week 10 or 11, I'm not exactly sure, and then kind of had some lingering issues. So I wore it most of the season, which is kind of always limited to playing on just that right side of the defensive line. So I'm excited to get back and kind of have the ability to go and play on both sides again.
Baseball. The Brewers losing last night to the Reds 4-2. After the game, Pat Murphy got more bad news. Brandon Woodruff, out since September of 2023, was pitching in his final rehab stint in Nashville when the big right-hander was hit in the elbow by a comeback hit traveling 108 miles an hour.
He took a line drive off the elbow, right elbow. The x-rays are negative from what I understand, but we want to get him. We slime back and we'll get him the CT scan and get it all checked out.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be a little smoky out there again this morning, but that should clear up by this afternoon, and we're actually going to get a break from the smoke for a couple of days. Mostly sunny this afternoon, mid to upper 70s for a high tonight, clear low of 51 tomorrow, sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets or $100 cash.
Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings on a Wisconsin vacation in Baraboo or Door County.
This hour's keyword is Bloom, B-L-O-O-M. You heard that right. Bloom, B-L-O-O-M.
This hour, you're playing for a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets. Text in the keyword right now through the Civic Media app. You have until the end of this hour.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago-based stand-up comedian Brian Hicks and Civic Media-based talk show host Todd Alba, who will take a Nightlight quiz. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. It's also Congressman Mark Pocan will be with us in just a few minutes for the entire hour, taking your calls, Middays with Mark. It's our Middays with Mark Day. So if you want to get in line to ask him a question, 202-808-9925 is our telephone number. In the second hour of our program, David Pepper, the former chair of the Ohio Democratic Party, is going to drop by, a professor at the University of Ohio. He's going to drop by and talk about DOGE. He says, was it a truly unprecedented transfer of governmental power to a private entity in real time? We'll unpack that. Also in the second hour of the program, the normalization of evil. We thought we were free. Say what? In the third hour of our program, chaos everywhere. Is this the beginning of the unraveling of Taco Trump? Or is he consolidating power? And geeky science, insects, half the tree of life is disappearing. I don't think this ends well. So we got a lot to talk about today. But first, our first entire hour, Congressman Mark Pocan, the former chair, the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing the 2nd District of Wisconsin in the U.S. House of Representatives, co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Council Caucus, chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus. Pocan.house.gov is his website. Over on Blue Sky and on Twitter, you can find him at pocan.house.gov. And Congressman, welcome back to the program. I'm curious, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, hey, thanks for having me, Tom. It's great to be with you again. I think really this big, ugly bill that's going through Washington, it's now going to the Senate, but Elon Musk saying it's the atrocity that it is, his view on spending. We've had Mike Johnson, other Republicans claiming it doesn't kick anyone off of Medicaid or food assistance. And it's been proven to be a lie by the Congressional Budget Office and others. Now Elon Musk, now other Republicans in the Senate. They're in a pretty interesting place trying to move this forward. Obviously, their holy grail is tax cuts, tax breaks for the wealthiest. It's the people who are their donor class supporting them. But in order to do so, they have to cut healthcare from almost 14 million people, food assistance from almost 11 million people. Medicare by $500 billion is kind of an unintended consequence that they didn't bother to fix. There's a lot of a mess that we all have to fight back to make sure it doesn't happen.
Congressman, it seems like there's like layers of mess, layers of confusion within layers of confusion. You mentioned the $500 billion cut to Medicare, which is just an automatic thing that kicks in when Medicaid gets cut that badly as a result of the old PAYGO program that goes back to what, Clinton era? It seems to me like probably their plan B, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but it seems like the most rational plan B right now will be for them to propose a continuing resolution to maintain funding where it is and slightly raise the debt ceiling and just kind of wash their hands of this whole mess. What do you think? How do you think this is going to play out?
Well, so appropriations process is kind of separate, right? This is about a tax cut for the wealthiest, a tax cut for Elon Musk and Donald Trump and everyone who can belong to Mar-a-Lago. In order to do so, some of it's funny money with tariffs, part of why Donald Trump's pushing tariffs. Some of it is the cuts, and that's the cuts to health care and food assistance and education that are wildly unpopular. But they're trying to do this all through a reconciliation process. And all that is a fancy word for getting around the filibuster rules in the Senate. Once a fiscal year, they can do that. But, you know, you're right. There's so many layers of bad. I mean, then they did weird things like, you know, if you're on food assistance, it used to be if you had children under 18 that you didn't have to meet a work requirement like most people do. But now they lowered that to kids under 8. So once your kid's 8, supposedly, I guess they're old enough to work at the mine, you know, suddenly that changes rules. But, you know, I think people haven't even heard of that provision, or changing ratios of staff to patients at nursing homes. Again, not related to the bill, but they threw it in. And I think there's a lot of those things that are just wildly unpopular when people find out about them. And they're really going to have to figure out how to move forward.
So this is one of those, they used to refer to them as Christmas tree pieces of legislation. It's got all kinds of little gifts hanging from it for all the various lobbyists.
It took away a fee on silencers for guns for one member who owns a gun shop. Oh, no, that wasn't for his personal interest, right? I mean, like, there's so many stupid things built in. That's why they did these votes in the dark of night, why they didn't let anyone take time to really digest it on the Republican side. They just voted on it. But, you know, the Senate's clearly not going to pass something with a half a trillion dollar cut to Medicare like every Republican, except for three people, voted for. So, you know, I think there's a lot of explaining to do. I did a town hall in Derek Van Orden's district and my neighboring district in Wisconsin over the weekend. People hate, I mean, really hate this bill. And we're seeing it in the polling as well. So how the Senate fixes it, how the House tries to then, you know, to reconcile it closer to their version. But at the end of the day, this is about as unpopular a bill as I have seen in my time in office.
Yeah. Yeah. It really, truly seems like a remarkable moment in time. What are the deadlines here? When are we going to start knowing how things are going to shake out?
When does it start getting real? Yeah, it's largely all artificial deadlines. You know, Donald Trump wants to sign it by July 4th. But, you know, it may be harder for the Senate to get all that action done and then get a reconciled version with the House. That could be a little ambitious, but they don't have to do it by that date. The only thing it's kind of pressing is the debt ceiling a little bit. And part of that is lifting the debt ceiling in this bill. But man, this blows a huge hole into the national debt, something Republicans used to say they cared about. Clearly, that's complete BS these days, because as long as it provides a tax break for the wealthy, they'll do pretty much anything. But, you know, it's really those cuts. You know, I wake up to bad and worse choices every day, Tom. I'm all for bad choices. And for me, the bad choices are trying to stop the cuts to health care, stop the cuts to education, stop the cuts to food assistance for the number one program, keeping kids out of poverty. And, you know, I think most people across the country, we're seeing it polling, don't support those cuts either. In fact, most of them don't know it's in there. When you start to tell people what's in the bill and you very fairly say both, you know, what Republicans would say the good is as well as the bad, it actually loses support from where it's at right now. So this is something that's only going to be, you know, a weight tied to them unless they seriously change what it looks like.
If I could change the topic real quick and then we'll get to our callers. Bernie Sanders was in London this week, and he did an extensive interview with the editorial staff of The Guardian. And one of the points that he made, which really struck me, was he said that there's a class war going on. The people at the top are waging that war. This was the basis of Trump's victory, that he claimed there was a class war and that he would be the class warrior for the people on the bottom, when in fact he was lying. It was the exact opposite. And Bernie says if Democrats want to start winning elections, they have to go back to the really solid stuff. They have to start talking about everybody having health care at a low cost or no cost, everybody having access to education, getting big corporations out of the housing market and making housing, you know, low cost housing available to people. You know, just straightforward, you know, good old fashioned, go back to FDR's, you know, Four Freedoms and Second Bill of Rights stuff. And his concern is that there's still enough of these, you know, Josh Gottheimer, Jared Golden types, you know, the corporate Democrats with their hands out to whoever's, you know, whichever lobbyist is passing out the most cash this week, that the Democratic Party won't be able to do that. What are your thoughts on all that, particularly as you know, you having been the former chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus?
Yeah, we had a Progressive Caucus retreat yesterday, all-day retreat, and Bernie came by. So we had some of this conversation. And in healthcare, I think, is a great example. You know, who doesn't think that you shouldn't have healthcare in this country, and yet we don't because of all the special interests? But maybe this is an issue we should go back and double and triple down on, because it does provide that difference. The only thing worse than what Donald Trump is doing to this country is the fact that people also don't like the Democrats right now, which we're seeing poll after poll after poll, which is kind of counterintuitive. You'd think that if they don't like Republicans for taking away health care and food assistance and education, that you'd like Democrats. But they're not seeing what they see in Democrats as something that they like either.
Don't you think, though, that that's because the Republicans, using, you know, billionaire money, have been so successful in characterizing Democrats as people who only care about trans people? I mean, that was 80% of the advertising against Kamala Harris, or some massive percentage of it, and black people. And so, you know, white people are like, well, you know, even white people who aren't bigots are like, well, you know, so they care about trans people and black people. They don't care about me. Why should I vote for them?
That's certainly a part of it. But also, what's that alternative agenda that we're offering?
That's my point. It's being lost completely because the Republicans have painted us successfully.
Well, and also, to be fair, I don't think we have a figurehead for the party right now. Right. I mean, you know, and when you don't have that one person that's the alternative, you have many people and the message gets a little bit diluted. And I do think that makes it difficult to get it across. But, you know, what Bernie's point is, and I think the Progressive Caucus's point as well, look, we right now, corruption is going to be a huge issue. Watching this administration and this Congress, we should really probably double and triple down on talking about corruption, because it's clearly a factor.
That's a good one, too.
And that includes campaign finance reform, right? I mean, that's why we can't get health care to move forward, right? So let's talk about that. Let's talk about health care. Let's talk about some of these core economic issues that people really think about when they're at the kitchen table.
Yeah, I'm with you. And maybe the environment is these crises, these
water
crises.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Congressman Mark Pocan, Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, with us for the hour, taking your calls. We'll pick them up right on the other side of this break. Stay with us. If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate your aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to Native Path Collagen to restore what time takes away. This is a clinically supported, bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness and reverse nail damage, improve cellulite appearance, and feel real results in as little as 14 days. Right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, you can claim up to 45% off for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Hartman. Go to getnativepath.com/Hartman. Supplies are limited and demand is surging.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau, every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Pop
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
And I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for the whole body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants we're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, a clinically proven agent to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando, M-A-N-D-O, at shopmando.com. And welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here for Congressman Mark Bocan in our National Progressive Town Hall meeting, Middays with Mark. Ron in Hamilton Field, California. You are on the air with Congressman Bocan.
Congressman, specifically, I'm in my 80s. I go back to the 1960s when we had to deal with organic foods, and finally they were basically purified commercially and basically polluted with the eventuality of allowing low levels of toxins. When this new program came out called Make America Healthy Again, and in there, I'm quite surprised that they admit the corruption of U.S. agencies in relationship to the influences of the corporate who had basically policies going through these agencies for regulation. And basically, this new Maha report came out saying that this was corruption inside of the system. Now, my problem is we do have an entire population now contaminated with the food products and the substances in them. Now, when they don't always label, they say, well, we're not labeling something because it's such a low level that it doesn't have a causation factor. But unfortunately, when you continue
to... So, Ron, what's your question for Congressman Pocan?
That's what I'm trying to ask right now. how are we going to work with these products when they bioaccumulate the low levels in us? What are we going to do to stop it? The big issue is, sir, are we looking at the biotransmission, the mother to...
Got it. Congressman?
Sure. I think this is one where, you know, was interesting. We had Secretary RFK Jr. in front of my subcommittee on probes, and one of the things is one of the Republicans started kind of chastising him for going after a certain color dye that's a carcinogenic that's in some candy from a manufacturer in his district. And so you had the Republican criticizing him, and then I said, no, keep it up. Yeah. So, you know, it's one of those areas, maybe there's a little crossover, party on that issue, trying to have healthier foods in general. But, you know, that's kind of common sense. The problem is, if they really believe that, then let's not, you know, take away the food subsidy, the number one program that keeps kids out of poverty, because you can barely afford healthy foods anyway, and you're only going to make it worse so that those badly, highly processed foods are what people can afford. So we need more than just, you know, a couple good ideas in a report. We need a much better overall effort. I'm glad at least there's some good language in there. But if the Republicans on the committee are fighting back on behalf of corporations to keep, you know, those chemicals in things, we'll see how far that Secretary Kennedy can actually get with some of that agenda.
There you go. And even a broken clock is right twice a day. David, right. In San Francisco, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan. We just have a minute and a little more than a minute here. If you got a quick question, David, please.
Well, the expression or catchphrase, cost-effective life, Republicans all the way back to Hitler used the idea that it was too expensive to let labor leaders live or the disabled live or the elderly live. They said it was too expensive and that they were useless bread eaters. And that's how they locked them in the concentration camp to start. And when you see this brand new budget that's basically using funny money, you know, Trump started the year off by saying he was going to take the gold of America and buy Bitcoin with it and then balance the budget. Now, that's a shell game. And then he, with that shell game,
so,
where
David,
the budget
what's your question?
Goes, well, where the budget goes after that, they get to say, oh, these people are too expensive to live. So they doctor the books and then they kill people.
Congressman, your thoughts?
Yeah, David, I think the best example, I think, of what you're trying to say was Joni Ernst this weekend when she was asked about people who will die because of provisions in this big, ugly bill. And her response is, well, we're all going to die. You know, you can't get much more callous than that. And unfortunately, that whole bill is that statement personified in numbers and in values and cuts. So you are correct. I just think that, you know, Joni Ernst probably did the best to clarify that issue in a single phrase. And yes, we need to remind everyone of that.
Amen. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Yeah, call it the We're All Gonna Die Bill. 27 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls. It's Middays with Mark.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms and give school boards power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but everyone. And the Supreme Court, they're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, that's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Join us and go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 to support their work. Because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a back seat.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow will be on the show, along with Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. We'll talk politics, Packers, and life. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. Another scam is making the rounds. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles is warning consumers of another phishing scam. This recent wave warns of a final notice or of an unspecified unpaid traffic violation. Some scams duplicate the look of official WisDOT content. These are not from WisDOT or DMV. On Monday, DMV noted an influx in customers calling and emailing with questions after receiving these unsolicited texts. Wisconsin DMV urges consumers to be on the lookout and follow these tips. Be suspicious of demands for money in urgency. Do not share personal information with unsolicited emails or messages. If you have not signed up to receive email or text messages from DMV, do not respond, engage with the caller, or click on links. And sign up for account activity alerts and renewal reminders by subscribing to Wisconsin DMV's eNotify. Like most bank accounts, you will receive confirmation of transactions on your account, which alerts you to any fraudulent activities.
The Witter Park Aquatic Center in Wisconsin Rapids will open for the season on Friday, June 6th. Their regular hours are Sunday through Wednesday, noon to 6, Thursday, noon to 7, and Friday and Saturday, 11 to 7. The Aquatic Center has three pools, one for the tots with their own water slides, spray features, and a tot lazy river. The leisure pool has a play area, basketball hoops, a water walk, and a lazy river with a rapids action channel. The tube water slide and body water slide empty into a plunge pool. The recreation pool features basketball hoops, lap swimming, a zip line feature, diving board, and a climbing wall. You can find out more at wirapids.org. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We are going to have a little more of that Canadian wildfire smoke in the air into this afternoon, but it's actually going to get better here later today and into later this week. Mostly sunny this afternoon, mid to upper 70s for a high tonight, clear low of 51. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll be joined by Congressman Mark Pocan. We'll see how the big, beautiful bill has been more like a truly terrible train wreck and get more updates.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Your support.
Hey!
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed, along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour. Middays with Mark, taking your calls in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. Anne in Trinity, Florida, listening on WMNF. You are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes, hi. I'm calling. I wanted to say, one, that I agree 100% with what Bernie is saying about what Democrats need to speak to. We need to kind of forget about the Jim Carville's. He's getting influenced too much by Mary. And I also agree with Ziggy about the emails that we're getting. I think that what I wanted to call about is one of the things that I think where Democrats, the low rating that the Democrats are getting right now, which really should not be happening considering what Republicans are doing, is that people are not seeing Democrats doing anything in action. And when I hear that it's being reported that Elon Musk is making more of a hoo-ha regarding this bill than the Democrats are, there's an issue. Because it shouldn't be that Elon Musk is more upset about this bill, and I know that he isn't. And so my thoughts are, the Democrats need to do things in groups. They need to have a press conference on a daily basis, every other day. But there needs to be at least 10 to a dozen of you, representatives and senators. And then I think some of the stuff that you're saying will start to get some traction. Representative Goldman had a press conference the other day, and you don't hear about it. It doesn't really make the news. And I think that that's the Democrats doing things in groups is how you will begin to get traction.
Yeah, and I wish it were that easy, but I'm glad you recognized the problem that we have. I think every day there's people talking about this bill and doing things, but if the mainstream media or, for that matter, cable networks don't pick it up, you wouldn't know what happens. What's unique about Elon Musk is he's from the inner core of the Trump world saying something. So they're all covering that. But it's not because of the same complaints we have about the cuts to health care or food assistance. It's because he wants deeper cuts. Right. So that's, I think, part of why they're covering that. But, you know, this has been something I think we've talked with this program since day one when I've been on here is, you know, if you say it, it doesn't actually get said if it's not picked up by the press and leadership members. You know, I think there's 30 of us now going into Republican districts on a regular basis talking about this. So we are getting the coverage at the local level. But, you know, if you're just looking at cable news, fine. But, you know, they don't cover everything that's said and everything that's done. People are saying things. I think the bigger problem is we don't have a singular person you go to for a comment. You know, when you had a president, you go to the president. But right now, you know, they don't just go to Hakeem Jeffries. I wish they would, bluntly, because I think he's probably one of the better people to deliver the message of the leadership right now that we have. But it's frustrating, trust me, for those of us who have tried to get the message across. But at least if we can get it across in the local media in districts, that's where we can hopefully have some impacts going into next year's elections.
Vinola in Washington, D.C., you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My question is regarding voter suppression. Since 2020, hundreds of voter suppression laws have been passed throughout the country. And we learned from Greg Palast on actually this program that voter suppression won the election, not Donald Trump, because so many votes were stolen. And what I never hear the Democrats talk about voter suppression, and it leaves people of color whose votes are actually suppressed thinking that the Democratic Party, first of all, takes us for granted and don't care about our votes. So I want to know, what do you have planned to fight voter suppression laws in all of those states that supposedly stole elections, because you're not talking about it? So hopefully you're doing something about it behind the scenes. And that's my question.
Yeah, Vanilla, so this shows short memories a little bit, because the number one bill that the H.R. 1, so it's literally the first bill introduced by Democrats when we were in control of the House for two sessions, and passed was H.R. 1, the most comprehensive campaign finance, ethics, and elections reform bill that addressed many of the problems that we're seeing individual states do to suppress votes. The problem is because the Senate rules, you needed 60 votes, and they never had 60 votes in the Senate to pass those. So despite passing them in the House, the filibuster rules did not let those bills pass. But literally, it was the first bill we named and voted on in the House for two sessions in a row when Democrats were in charge. So clearly, Democrats have said something about it. But right now, it is a fight largely state by state with the current makeup of Congress. And we always have to be vigilant of that. But anyone who thinks that we didn't lose the election, I really believe in November, due to the headwinds of coming out of COVID with inflation. We saw that in, I think, a dozen countries across the world that are similar to us. The ruling party was thrown out. It was the number one issue in exit polls by people who did vote. 50% said the economy. And, of course, Donald Trump's done nothing about it. He promised he would. And I think it's one of the things working against him right now. But, you know, there were real headwinds that people have to remember in that election in November. But across the globe, those were those headwinds. But we absolutely need to address any kind of voter suppression. We absolutely have, with the very first bill introduced by Democrats. And we just have to figure out how to get that through with a Senate that may not have a 60-vote margin to help us.
Yeah, Greg, by the way, who is a former BBC reporter, did the math on this. Lays it out in extraordinary detail, and found going swing state by swing state, looking at the states where the Republicans had purged large numbers of mostly black and Hispanic voters from the voting rolls, that 4.2 million people were either purged from the voting rolls or were given provisional ballots that were never counted. And had those people been allowed to vote, there would have been an overwhelming victory for Kamala Harris. So, you know, for what it's worth.
And that's part of why H.R. 1 was the bill that was the very first bill introduced by Democrats. The problem is those Senate rules make it difficult.
I get it. It's just it's shocking to me that most Americans don't know this. I think if Democrats were suppressing the votes of Republican voters, if Democrats were purging voting rolls by sending postcards into upper middle class white neighborhoods and then purging people off the voting rolls when they get a 1% return rate like they're doing in black neighborhoods in Ohio and in Georgia and Florida and Texas, the Republicans would be screaming and it would be on the news every night. I think that's the point that she was making and that I'm making. But anyway, let's move along. Hills in Santa Barbara. Hey, Hills, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Good morning. The MAGA movement flouting the law, which is against congressional oversight, you know, allowed Kyle Rittenhouse to, you know, never be charged after he just, you know, cold dead, you know, killed two people.
He was charged, but he was found not guilty.
Oh, my word. Now he's a big hero.
Yeah.
And then Heather Heyer was mowed down by a counter protester. And, you know, I'm not sure about charges and convictions.
He went to prison for killing her.
Thank God. Okay. But there's this, flouting the law is leading also to the confusion between innocent Palestinians and Hamas, which could further Israel's plans for settlements on the limited amount of Palestinian land that they even have left after 1948.
So, Hills, what's your question?
My question is Congress concerned about these things and trying to work on it? Because the flouting the law thing, people need to go, they need to be held accountable.
Got it.
Yeah, so it's a little open-ended, these things. So let me at least address, I think, very quickly in Gaza and Palestine. Unfortunately, the majority of Congress, including many Democrats, I think have a unrealistic view of what's happening in the Middle East and are not looking at the devastation in Gaza and what Benjamin Netanyahu is doing and people getting food support, getting gunned down, and all the rest. So I don't see this Congress doing something positive on that. In general, though, I think at 30,000 foot, Hills, what you're saying is why isn't Congress, you know, taking Article I powers, that we have the power of the purse, we have the power of tariffs and other things, and we're letting the president literally steal them from us? That's because it's a weak congressional majority. Mike Johnson is weak, and he's letting Donald Trump do whatever he wants, and they're afraid of him. And that's the problem. If you don't have checks and balances, you have authoritarians. That's why June 14th is Trump's Not a King Day across the country, right? He thinks he is, and he's allowed to be one by this speaker and the congressional Republican leadership. And that's why we need to speak out against that.
Yeah, absolutely. 44 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. It's Middays with Mark, with the former chair, the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, Congressman Mark Pocan. Pocan.house.gov is his website and also his handle over on Blue Sky. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Representative Pocan in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman Program. Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls.
Can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets or $100 cash.
Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings of a Wisconsin vacation in Baraboo or Door County.
This hour's keyword is Bloom, B-L-O-O-M. You heard that right. Bloom, B-L-O-O-M.
This hour, you're playing for a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets. Text in the keyword right now through the Civic Media app. You have until the end of this hour.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt and Air on Air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire. Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin. It is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided. We've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably yes. has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise loves this stuff. She just swears by it. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrant. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save, T-H-O-M, to save up to 35% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Vibrance, Vibrance, Vibrance.com. /Tom, T-H-O-M.
Now billionaires.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan with us, taking your calls for the hour. Glenn in Kalama, Washington. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Good morning, Congressman. I want to know your thoughts about the concept of shadow legislation. We've talked about shadow cabinets, and we have named people. What I'm wondering is if why don't we get something to run on during this next campaign by coming up with shadow legislation, something you can campaign on. It would be something like breaking down H.R. 1 and adding H.R. 2, 3, 4, or 5, something we can vote on during the first month of our regaining power. Would you comment on it, please?
Yeah, I mean, Glenn, that's part of what I think we were talking about the Progressive Caucus. What are some of those things that we're going to aspire to so people can see that? And I've heard our Democratic leadership also say generally it's a little later in the election year that you sometimes see that platform, but they recognize the need to speed it up because of what the Republicans are putting out there. So I think in some ways what you're asking for is kind of in process, and I think it's a good thought. Also, Glenn, my aunt and uncle used to live in Klamath. They both passed, but beautiful area up by you.
Steve in Katy, Texas, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yeah, hello. I'd like to mention something, a little bit from history. The Trump administration is being run like Tammany Hall. Every single political job is filled by somebody who essentially considers it a no-show-up job, a no-work job. And I just think we could make more of an issue out of that. The guy at FEMA, he got hired on knowing Trump was going to close FEMA, so he puts no effort into it. The guys at the FBI think if they work more than 2 hours a day that they're just worn out. I mean, we need to talk first off just work ethic. Everybody that came to the were being reviewed by the Senate for confirmation, that none of them were prepared. They all lied or all stonewalled. Everybody's just showing up, going through the motions, pretending they're all no-work jobs. And, of course, lots of people talk about, I work down here in the chemical business, that all the operators work, 12 hours on, 12 hours off, get up at 5 in the morning to make their shifts. So, I mean, we're hearing all this whining and nobody's doing anything about it at a big level. I mean, this seems like,
Got it, Steve. You're starting to repeat yourself. Congressman?
Yeah, Steve, so I think you're really close to, I think it's not so much that they're going to non-work jobs, because I think they're on TV a lot because that's what Donald Trump likes them to do. But it's the corruption factor, right? He's appointing people that have, that he's personally profiting from, or he's doing things that he's personally profiting from. His cryptocurrency is ruled as a collectible, not currency. He's inviting those people to tour the house if you've, the White House if you've bought enough of it. The fact that he's getting, $400 million jets from foreign nations, you go on and on. The fact that when he said to buy stock when he was announcing something on tariffs, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Secretary Sean Duffy and other secretaries, Secretary Pam Bondi bought stock, clearly looking very corruptly. Corruption, I think, is got to be an issue going into next year. And I think it's one of the major things we talked about yesterday at our Progressive Caucus retreat again, Tom, that we really see some real strength from judicial ethics to members of Congress buying stock to reforms on the executive branch. It's a real issue.
There you go. Brian in McDonough, Georgia, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan. We have a minute and a half, by the way.
Okay. I just want to start by saying, thank you very much, because, again, not a lot of people are doing this, but I think Democrats need to really temper their expectations. I mean, let's face it, Republicans control the legislature. They control the executive. There's not a lot. I mean, people want to say, oh, do something, do something, do something. There's not a lot you can really do other than shine a light on things, let Joni Ernst, make a fool of herself. There's really not much you can do. You can't pass legislation. I mean, maybe
so,
you can.
Brian, what's your question?
Publish something. I guess my question is, what realistically can Democrats do being in the minority?
Thank you.
Yeah. So elections have consequences. You're right, Brian. And there's very little legislatively we can do. But we can put profile on issues. It goes back to litigation, communication, and elections. Litigation support the groups that are having the wins, 185 positive adjudications out of 250 cases. Stopping the Trump administration already is huge. 2, fight the disinformation with real information. 3, get ready for next year so we can flip the majorities and change and have real goalies in place and real oversight over the Trump administration. But we need to do that working together and be cognizant of, I think, everything that you brought up, Brian, but certainly expecting more. I forgot exactly how Hakeem Jeffries said it, but basically more is more. Like, we need to be doing more, all of us, and I think that is the expectation of our elected officials.
Congressman, we're just about out of time, but I see that Paul in Woodinville was going to ask, what about this provision that Marjorie Taylor Greene is objecting to now that prevents the courts from enforcing contempt citations?
Actually, her provision is on AI. That provision was a member from Nebraska who said he didn't know about that one. But that just shows they don't even know what's in there. I think that could maybe not survive the Senate rules for reconciliation, so that could get thrown out potentially there. I think it's pretty hard to have that judicial one stay. The AI, I don't know exactly. Again, that might be one that goes beyond what the rules are for reconciliation. Again, it's supposed to be fiscal in nature to get around the 60-vote rule, so a number of these things may not be able to last.
Right. Okay, Congressman, thanks so much for dropping by today. It's always a pleasure having you with us. We really value it, and thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Tom, as always.
Have a great afternoon.
You too.
Thank you. On the other side of the break, David Pepper is going to drop by for a few minutes, and then I want to talk to you about the normalization of evil. And what does that mean? How does that play out? Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I know you've got a gazillion photos sitting on your phone right now. Well, don't leave them there. Get them printed for free and delivered straight to your door with free prints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, FreePrints is the world's favorite way to get premium quality photo prints. No subscriptions, no commitments, just 1,000 free prints a year. Go to FreePrints.com or download the FreePrints app directly from Google Play or the App Store. That's FreePrints or FreePrints.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Trump tariffs on steel and aluminum imports doubled to 50% today. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
Think about sort of broadly those areas like washing machines, dishwashers, cars that very tangibly have steel at the forefront.
On social media, Trump again today called for an interest rate cut. The FBI's arrested a man on charges linked to last month's car bombing of a fertility clinic in Palm Springs, California. He's identified as a 32-year-old Washington State man. Investigators believe the bomber died in the blast. Overseas now, a Red Cross official condemns the deadly violence over several days at a Gaza aid hub.
The fact that we are watching a people being entirely stripped of its human dignity should really shock our collective conscience.
That aid location has suspended operations. CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.